All right. Got a clusterfuck here with the our TriCaster. Our blessed. Look at this motherfucker. This motherfucker is slow, man, tonight. Nothing fucking working here tonight, Jack. Motherfucker is slow as shit. What's going on with this? Do I need to unplug and replug? There, I just unplugged the remote. Unreal. Now, I could go here. And even that. The TriCaster is super fucking slow tonight, man. Super motherfucking slow. And that's just where that's at. Gonna tear it up tonight. This is my time. At least our network computer ain't crashing. It looks to me like we got number three camera there. We got number one camera there. We got number two camera here. All right. What I would be willing to bet, you know, Trump, I understand that you are good with getting emotional and wetting your motherfucking pants. God damn. Fuck it. These two guys that the Republicans came up with, I'm telling you. This is the best they've got. They've got a fucking psychopath from Texas named Ted. He's a psychopath. He didn't give a shit about this country. He gives a shit about being president. He gives a shit about lording it over. Ted Cruz is not a guy that's going to negotiate jack shit. He's a guy that he's got it all figured out. He won't debate. How many times have you heard, well, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. See, he doesn't argue. He doesn't debate. He's right. Everyone else is wrong. Watch him. Every fucking time. Sure, he shows up for debates, but he's always right. He's never wrong, and he's not going to negotiate with anybody. He's not negotiating with anybody in the Congress. Nothing. Watch him. He says, I'm not going to stand here and debate you. Not only that, but I don't know whether anybody's interested. We have something called gay rights in this country. It's been fought for. Gay people have been castrated, put in mental institutions. They've gone through electroshock. They've been beaten bloody, sometimes to death. They, you know, in order to be established as human beings in this world, they're still considered to be perverts by really stupid motherfuckers that actually are in control of some governments in this country. And Ted Cruz wants to wipe all of that out with a bigoted set of legislation, a bigoted idea called religious liberty. Basically what that is anti-gay rights, but the Christian lobby, this far-right Christian lobby, decided to slap a label on it so they don't look like the scum-sucking dog bigots that they are. So it's called religious liberty. And religious liberty, well, it puts Christians like Ted Cruz in a position that they jerk off to every night, and that is they're persecuted. Ted Cruz and Christians like him, oh my God, if only they could have been hanging on the cross next to Jesus. Not because they wanted to die for anybody's sins, but because they'd be worshipped. And if there's one person in this society that has got no problem telling everybody who he is, what he is, and how wonderful he is, it's these born-again, right-wing, far-right... Here, you want me to put a label on it? You got this fundamentalist Islamic jihad, whatever the fuck it was that Cruz is crazy. He wants everybody to really, you know, why won't President Obama identify it? Well, here, I'll identify one for you. Far right-wing Christian bigot like Ted Cruz, who wants to be worshipped. He wants to be the first Christian president to be more of a Christian than an American. Ted Cruz is not going to be an American president. Ted Cruz is going to be a Christian president. And is that so bad? Yeah, it is when you want to hasten Armageddon, which is what that piece of shit wants to do by moving the embassy to Jerusalem. Yes, I understand it's our right to do that. Yes, I understand that every president has had the option to do that. There's a reason why every president hasn't done it. It's because if you move the embassy to Jerusalem, there will be fucking violence as the result. There will be a war. But Ted Cruz is saying, I'm going to move it. Come on, let's bring it. Bring the war. Isn't that a Christian thing? He wants to do that because that's what it says in the Bible. And America might as well just, you know, live up to its reality that it's a Christian nation. And we might as well live up to the reality that we have to hasten that Armageddon. I'm telling you, that's what that motherfucker is about. And if you don't fucking believe me, listen to the motherfucker's interview there with Anderson Cooper. Listen to this piece of shit as he talks about religious liberty. He doesn't give a fuck about the Constitution. He cares about religion and the conservative principle above the well-being of America, even if it's bad for America. In that sense, Ted Cruz is just like the leader of North Korea who believes that ideology trumps what's best for his people. Ideology beats whatever is good for the North Korean people. Whatever will get them food quicker. Whatever will get them medical attention quicker. Whatever will make their lives great. If it runs afoul of the ideology of the founders, Kim Sung, whatever the fuck that motherfucker was, and all the other sort of quasi-Marxist-Leninists that very rapidly, within a few years after the North Korean, you know, communist enlightenment, became that you know, really the personal ideology of the Kim family. That's what it is. Some of it's, you know, most of it is really just about the head and the body. And I don't know the exact term, but in North Korea, it translates into the head, which is really the party apparatus, the thinkers, and the body, which is the people. And the body supports the head, so the head can do a great job, you know. Anyway, in that sense, Ted Cruz is just like those guys, because his ideology, his view of the Christian reality of how it's supposed to be, is the most important thing. The well-being of you and I, no. The future of the country, no. The safety of the country, no. Because in his mind, doing the Christian thing will ultimately be the best thing for America. Even if it puts us through God knows how many years of hell, war, deprivation, it's in the end, it's going to be better for you. A firm Christian, a firm conservative hand. Remember that? He said that. What this country needs is a firm conservative hand. What about that, man? The fuck, you a dictator, motherfucker? Now, I'm sure if he was sitting here, he'd do one of those smiles that he does, which absolutely makes everyone sick. He'd laugh, and then he would say that I got it all wrong, and I'm paranoid, and let's not be politically correct now. Well, I won't be politically correct, okay, Ted? You ready for this? You are one fucked up spick. How about that? That's not politically correct. That's not politically correct. You're a fucked up, goddamn, crazy-ass spick motherfucker. You gotta take this fucking country into the bowels of God knows what, into the very internal, you know, grinding gears of what kind of hell in the next generation. Anytime anybody ever says to you, I'm not politically correct, remember what they're basically saying is they really want the right to say words like spick, words like nigger. They want the right to be able to say that. They're sick and tired of all this political correctness. That's what that means. Marco Rubio, the poor guy who is going through right now an enlightenment that he probably will, I hope, appreciate in years to come. He's very confused, and he can't believe that the beloved conservative wing of the Republican Party is actually what it's turned into. He got completely caught unawares. He thought, really, that he had the message that was going to be responded to. He had no idea that it had been taken over and co-opted by mentally deranged fucking psychopaths and narcissists. He had no fucking idea. You see him. It's getting harder and harder, man. I don't want him to do. This motherfucker wants to be loyal to the Republican Party because he wants a future in politics. Well, Marco, do you want a future in politics or do you want a future for your country? It's going to be, man. Okay, enough of the speeches. You know, I'm not going to talk anymore. Sorry, very sorry. Oh, I know what I do. I want to hear a
Phil and Rich on traffic. Phil and Rich on traffic.
This is what it ought to sound like. Here's what it ought to sound like.
Phil and Rich on traffic.
And I'll tell you what, I'm confounded by the claptrap and the claptrap. Let's go to the Skyboy.
Hey, I got my banner while we go down there. I'm downtown around the Paris attack from last on Salem. Here's Born Sweet Dan Skybaby.
Then we do the whole fucking, then we do the whole, you know, plane crash, and then Hyena Sportswear. Man, I'll tell you, you can wear it anywhere you want to wear it. Wear it? Sure, wear it. Live in it, son. Live in it. Hyena Sportswear, 100% nylon. Everything stretches, breathes, you feel great. Wear it anywhere. A tuxedo that you can wind sprint in? You got it. Go to a funeral. Any funeral. I dare you. Then, as you run from the church, frightened at the death and mayhem that you see ahead of you in your life, sprint away from it. Run for your life. Run away from all your problems in a Hyena Sportswear tuxedo. Let me hear that. I really compressed the shit out of it. That's why it sounds the way it does.
Phil and Rich on traffic.
We got to be free. What? Okay. Here's what you do, man. Hey,
famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
I'm Margaret Gray, and this, then, is the wild and insane and Joker-like ravings of Kelsey Grin.
Okay. Bald Santa.
Dr. Jim Sandler.
Vernon Dozier.
Orsi. Well, yeah.
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm very concerned, I think, about a lot of different things. David Letterman, of course, was one of our greats, and I'm hoping that I can break into show business. I'd like to... Well, good evening, and welcome to the R.C. Collins Show. And I'm R.C. Collins, but I don't know whether or not you've seen it or not, but President Obama was dancing down in Cuba, and it's a good thing we have a black president because of the rhythm that he showed. And then you play that laugh track, bud.
Yeah.
That's it. R.C. Collins. Whoa, as a talk show host. As a talk show host. We want a yeah. We want a yeah. I got a fucking record session tomorrow, man, for 7D. And it's going to be, you know, I got to get this fucker over with, this show. Not that I, you know, I mean, I love doing the show, but... Okay. What are you doing? Okay. Marty Schottenheimer was head coach of the San Diego Chargers. Is this 95? What game is this? What is this fuck? Oh, San Diego and New England. This is one of the... is it a playoff game or is it a Super... It can't be a Super Bowl. AFC Championship? I don't know what it is. New England has Wilfork. It has Vrabel. Oh, these are some early 2000 New England guys. And there's a fight breaking out and all kinds of shit's going on. The quarterback is... LaDainian Tomlinson's playing, so... Who's the quarterback? Where's the quarterback? Philip Rivers. Well, I'm trying to figure out what year this is. Rivers, throw to the outside, makes the catch for the... Oh, he fumbled the ball! That's a fumble. Oh, bullshit, ref. That was a fumble.
Damn! Goddamn fuck...
Philip Rivers, one of two. He'd completed the act of catch... He'd completed the act of catching the ball. That was a fumble. My man. Better review it. Let's look at it upstairs. They should have looked at it upstairs. Postseason games under Belichick. They should have looked at it up your stairs. And instead, they have, well, I suppose it's their right. Rivers is going to get, yeah, fourth down. That is, New England should have had the ball. But, you know, I don't want to be a dick. I don't want to be a dick about it. All right, let's get our shit together here. What am I doing, man? Oh, and then I answer... And then we're doing R.C. Collins and Letterman Daily Audio. Proud background crowd, short applause. Wait, I'll see here. Where's the laughter, man? Thought I had Oh, here. Applause. Crowd, murmur, background, Don Berman, Elcott, fart. Man. I thought I had laughter. Studio audience laughter. We're... Talk about my baby. Laugh track. Here it is. Little Latin loopy loo. You're the hard baby. Uber has a new food delivery app. Don't give a shit. Comedian Cat Williams sucker punches a seventh grader. I didn't show this to you guys. I should have, but I, you know, all kinds of shit's going on around here, man. I don't have the wherewithal. I'm not gonna show it. Look it up, guys. It's online. It's YouTube, wherever, you know. But what happens is he sucker punches this kid, and the kid gets him in a chokehold. I don't give a fuck about that either. Teen unexpectedly gives birth to baby in toilet. There ain't no dance she wouldn't do. She's my group. Well, this fucking chair, man. Hey, man, we need a new motherfucking chair. This fucking chair is losing air, dude. A new studio chair. It's lowering. as time, it's lowering slowly while I'm sitting in it. In it. She's my groovy little baby. This Pornhub story would be fucking great if I could just get the right character. This is Pornhub, and unfortunately, it is an adult side partner to establish a VR porn, virtual reality porn store, but to offer 360 content. It's obviously not for safe work. No, it's not safe. It's obviously NFSW, not for safe work. You mean not safe for work? Fuck brain. If you've never tried VR porn, let me tell you, it's a weird, wild ride. I tested out the new site as that virtual reality, as the footage wasn't entirely 3D. Pornhub does say that the new channel will have lots of 360 content. So you really feel like you're in some San Bernardino McMansion SS with a stranger. San Bernardino? How about Chatsworth, man? Feel might be the wrong word. It certainly looks like you're there, though the resolution on the demo video that I saw was blurry at best. At worst, the perspective seemed a little skewed. Obviously, you're going to need some room to move. Okay, Chris Norton. The problem is this is a stretch-out factor, you know, and, this is Vernon Dozier. You're Mr. Norton, right? Oh, that's right. Okay, you were at my house. I was. I was demonstrating the bedoink. You were demonstrating the bedoink. Yeah, were you at my home? No, sir, I was not. Well, someone was at my house. God damn it. Fucking underwear is riding up on me and shit. And, well, I don't want to get personal, but... All right. Man, I'm ready to fucking rock this bitch. You know? All right, so the first guy I was going to have is R.C. Collins. R.C. is calling us from Slut Town. I don't know where the fuck he is. R.C. is at his house. He's probably watching TV. The next one is... Clara Bingham.
And Clara, I'm Clara Bingham. Yes, that's right, Phil. I'm at home here with Pastor Rennick.
This is an indoor party. Okay. No, wrong. 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 Perfect. Then the last one is fucking my boy there, Chris Norton. So I'm going to have to get rid of this track here, I think. Let me see here. Okay, that's short. Let's get rid of this medium one. Let's see. Okay, there we go. R.C. Collins. R.C. Collins. Clara Bingham. And then Chris Norton. And Chris is going to be... Jesus. All right, man. Testy, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. R.C. Collins. Then Chris Norton. Clara Bingham. Why don't you fuck off, Cruz? I'm so sick of looking at that miserable motherfucker. He is not going to be president of the United States. He's going to be president for the Christian United States. This fucking piece of shit. I bet you're all pissed off, man, that Obama beat you to the punch and became president, a first-term senator. And here you are, Cruz, you know, an inside Washington fucking lawyer. Look, this guy is a fucking pile of shit. I'm telling you. You think Obama's bad, man? You got no idea what's coming, man. You get a fuck. You get one of these two motherfuckers in the White House. Yeah, they talk real good game. Yeah, it all sounds real sexy. Woo, man, we're going to kick ass. We got all that winning. You go right ahead and fall for all that fucking bullshit, man. Jesus H. Christ, come on. I mean, that guy's not even all that good a salesman. You're going to be so much winning, you'll get tired of winning. Oh, fuck. Donald Trump, same guy, is... This guy is already lining up all of the excuses he's going to have when he doesn't do shit. And it's all going to have to do with somebody else. Obama, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz, it's going to be all their fault. He's already written down all of his excuses. This miserable piece of shit. Fuck. What a fucking dick. Hey, Cruz, who the fuck, man? Who exactly are you fucking going for if you are alienating, for instance, black people, Hispanic people, alienating, you know, all of these people? Anyway, here we go. I don't really give a shit. I don't care. I don't care about America. I don't care about the country. It sucks. America sucks. You know, America sucks. Sucks. Pre-roll Wix, viral promo mid-roll. Roger.
Function if I'm at.
Yep, got it, man. Okay. The wider you spread, the sooner we're out of here. If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang. If anyone said to me they'd be dead as quick as the wind coming out of a duck's ass. See, this shit, you know, this is all shit from, I don't know, man. Those are quotes from movies, dude, that are funny because one of our characters said them. But there are some that are original. I'm going to have to find out which ones those are. We would pick two of the three. If I'm going to die for word, that's from Full Metal Jacket. And Quick as the Wind of a Duck's Ass is from Chinatown. Let's see if we can't find some that are original to the show, man. And not just quotes from movies. Although quotes from movies are funny because of the way the characters did them. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, and I will sell it that way, so don't worry about it. All right. Wix is a pre-roll. It sure enough fucking is. Here we go.